now tuned into the Meds, Drinks, and Chill podcast. Follow us at Meds, Drinks, and Chill on Instagram.
Yo, what's going on? It's another episode of Meds, Drinks, and Chill. I got two guests with me today. I got Ebony in the building.
What's up?
What's going on? I got Nita in the building.
Hello.
How'd you enjoy that live podcast a couple weeks ago?
It was wild. It was wild.
Yeah, it was funny.
Thank you for holding it down for the ladies and not letting
nobody
them
else care.
Trip. Nobody else gave a shit about what we was talking about.
Nah.
No.
Shout out to Clint, too. If y'all get a chance, check out the Advice from a Fuckboy podcast. Clint is hilarious. What weren't you feeling about it? Like, because you interacting. If anybody that was at the live show, Ebony, that kept interacting with us at the show, that's the guest today. One of the guests.
Like, I get that it's a double standard, mm-hmm. and it's a different set of rules and for men and women, but mm-hmm. a threesome is a threesome and a train is a train.
Okay, so you agree that two guys, one girl is a train?
It's the order in which the sex occurs is what differentiates a train from a threesome, not the number of people involved or the sex of the people involved. A train is one person going after another person after another person. That's a train. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's three guys, three girls, two boys, two girls, a goat and a girl,
right.
and a
dude. God. Yeah.
It's a train. It's one after the other. If everybody is engaging in sex at the same time and it's three people, it's a threesome.
Mm. What do you feel, Anita?
I've never heard anybody explain a train and a threesome like that, but that makes sense. I can't not disagree with it because it's logical that that's exactly what it is. I mean, but in my mind, two dudes and a girl is a train. I don't care.
They brainwashed you.
I mean, maybe I'm brainwashed, but it made sense. Like, when I heard it, I was like, yeah, like...
Choo-choo.
They because brainwashed you into thinking it's a train because a woman shouldn't enjoy two guys. Why not?
I'm not saying she shouldn't enjoy it,
but it don't make it less of a train.
Right.
If it's at the same time, it's not a train. Listen, we already had this argument.
I mean, yeah, we did, but still.
So, do you find it a little weird when two guys are butt-ass naked with a girl? Or is that normal? How y'all feel about that? Like, niggas who just... Do y'all think that's a little weird, or?
If I was a... It's odd. It's odd.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. It's odd. Yeah. I would be like, yeah. I wouldn't know how to gauge that. It's just odd to me.
Because I got homeboys who do it, and they're like, it's no different than... Because some of them be in the army, some of them been in jail. They're like, you being around naked dudes all the time, but it's like, you're not looking at them in that sense. And one of my homeboys... He kind of almost had me say, he's like, what about when you watch a porn? I'm like, what about it? He was like, you watching a nigga having sex? I'm like, I mean, ooh, damn. But he called me. I'm like, oh, you know what? Yeah, but I never actually do pay attention to the dude. He's like, exactly. I'm like, still, just the fact that I know the homie, too. Like, that's, I don't want to see my homeboy naked. Like, y'all think that's weird or? Because women, y'all get dressed in front of each other.
That's no, part- chicks are weird about that. That's not true. All chicks do not get
really?
Butt naked
yeah,
in front
my friends
of each other. You have friends who care and you have friends that don't care. Like, I have friends who are like, oh, I need to reach in here and get something. And she's naked in the bathroom. And she's like, oh, wait a minute. Like, yeah. You got the same twat I got. Like,
I mean, I got the same shit another nigga got, but I don't want him in the room. And I would never walk into the room when a nigga's naked.
Yeah, women are different. Yeah. It depends
on
the woman.
So double standards, that's okay in that double standard.
I mean, if it's not okay for you as a woman, then, I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, you just it's just your body.
But, right? All right, so even as a woman, now, all right, so Nita, if... two homeboys, right? They're in the crib, and you see him, like, you might be chilling with your, let's say you're talking to a guy, and you at his house, and then he walks into the room while his homeboy's taking a shower. Would you feel weird about that? Like, would you look at him like, nigga, what the fuck is he doing?
Is he naked? Like, is he in
He's
his
in
drawers?
The shower. Like, he's just in the shower, and his homeboy walking, and you know the shower might be not curtains. Like, you know how sometimes they got
glass,
the doors that are
right?
glass? And you see your homeboy, the dude that you're talking to walk in.
I mean, if he's not in there having a conversation, I don't think it would bother me.
Like, I'm just like having, getting the clippers.
Yeah, if he's just getting, like, the clippers, let me get the towel real quick. But if you in there having a whole conversation, why are you in there like that? Couldn't wait till he got
but,
out all
right, so what if your homegirl did that? That wouldn't be weird to you, right?
No, it wouldn't bother me.
So that is a double standard.
Okay, yes, it is a double standard. But it don't bother me. My friends, we don't all see each other naked, either from walking past each other, getting dressed, or you need to hurry up, or...
Yeah.
Somebody boo falling out, whatever.
Yeah.
That's just, it just
See,
doesn't
that's what
bother
I'm saying.
Me.
Like, it's normal for women to be like that.
Why would you have a conversation? That's so weird. Having a conversation while you're talking in the shower. If the glass clear.
First of all,
mm-hmm.
it's not weird.
I mean, it's.
On either end?
It's no, not on either end. And maybe it's because I'm old as fuck. Can I curse on
you? Yeah, you curse.
Oh, it's maybe because I'm old as fuck. Like, I don't give a shit. And, like, if you grew up, you got brothers?
Nah.
You got cousins. You got male cousins who you grew up with brothers like. Yeah, because exactly. You don't have brothers.
Yeah.
Man, y'all done seen each other dicks, touch each other dicks in the shower.
No.
Y'all ain't never been put in a tub together.
Oh, as kids?
Yeah, as kids.
Yeah, but that stopped like around 5, 6, 7. So when you start realizing like, hold up. I don't need to be seeing this nigga naked.
But at what point do you realize that? Is it because somebody says y'all have to stop, or because y'all just stop?
No, I stop. Like, we stop. Like, you know, at a certain point, you'd be like, this ain't right. And then your parents stop doing it, too. Like, yeah, guys don't do that shit. And when niggas do that shit, I'll be feeling it's a little weird, or they'll do something. Like, it's a lot of sneaky niggas out there. Don't get it twisted.
You want to touch a booty?
Nah, it's not going down.
Booty warrior. Yeah.
On the boom docks. You already have that issue.
What's that?
Circle.
Oh, yeah. Well, I ain't even going to put them out there like that, but... One of the homies, this is way back in the day. I want him to come on a podcast, but he curved it because he probably knows. He came out later on in life. This is like when we was in our early 20s, and he ended up coming out, and I invited him to the podcast, but he curved it. But anyway, we're talking a lot about girl code right here. What else? All right, so DMs.
What about them?
Mine's are open. Like, because they are dry as shit. Like, yeah. Hit me up. Yeah, my DMs are dry.
What's your Instagram?
Right.
Put it out there now.
It's all in my Instagram. Yep.
Fellas, send a dick pics to... And she going to put the
ad. My Instagram is not even private. At ESF79. Mm-hmm. ESF79.
Nita?
Yeah. My DMs... Well, first of all, my page is public, but I don't want everybody in my DMs.
Yeah. Like, no. I'm just saying if you want to plug it. I wasn't saying.
Well, my Instagram is Nita Be Knowing. NitaBKnowin. Yep, that's it.
All right, so what about, I know y'all got group chats with the girls.
Oh, yeah, I keep those.
So do y'all screenshot and do all that and send them to the girl?
Yeah.
What y'all be talking about in them?
Like, group whatever chats. He's talking about. Like, look at this bullshit today. Mm-hmm. Like, look at these lies.
Do y'all openly talk about, like, let's say you meet a guy and y'all kick it off and let's just say he fucks the shit out of you. Would you tell your homegirls? That's a no.
No, it kind of just depends on who it is.
It depends on who the guy is, how your friends might view the guy, if you even want to admit that you fucked a dude, because sometimes you catch you a body and you don't want nobody to know you
got
that body.
Do you delete the body or you just don't mention it? Like, oh, that's
the body's
the
deleted. Yeah. The body never happened.
Really?
He could look me in the eye and I'd be like, what?
Him with a Keke Palmer. I feel sorry for that, man. I've
done it before in public. Like,
what
I
makes
would
you
never.
Do that? Is it...
You don't want that body on you. You never fucked a chick and you was like, if anybody not smashed up, like, it'll be... Everybody would clown me.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because guys, like...
Wait a minute.
We don't care
Hold
about...
Hold on. Let me reverse it.
All right.
Have you ever gave a chick some money or did something for a chick and you didn't want nobody to know you gave that chick something?
Nah. Oh, I don't. I'm not really an embarrassing type nigga. Like, if I do something, I'm like, it is what it is.
You're a grown ass man.
It is what it is.
Your brethren, the ways of the world.
Niggas don't really be caring. Nah, I ain't gonna say that because there's some niggas who don't.
Yeah, it's been times
where you find out somebody. I remember one time. I ain't gonna say his name. We were outside of Onyx. We kind of had a feeling. Yeah, we kind of had a feeling. One of the homies was smashing his chick, and he was embarrassed about it because she would tell us like, "Yeah, I'm fucking with him," but when we asked him, he would say no. Yeah, so
denial is
he tries to holler at this one girl, right? Like, she's coming out of Onyx, and he tries to holler at her, and she, let's just say, for the story purpose, let's say his name is James. No, let's say the girl's name that he's dealing with is
Tiffany.
Tiffany, all right, so, and it's her name is so unique that you would know exactly who she's talking about. So he tries to holler at the girl, and she's like, don't touch me. You fuck my cousin Unique, or whatever her name is, right? So he look at me, he's like, she lying. I'm like, don't look at me, nigga. She put you out there. Like, so niggas do be lying on that.
So it's kind of sort of the same thing. Like, everybody you catch is not public knowledge.
Yeah.
The only time you discuss catching a body is if it's worth talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's kind of like a clout thing. So, maybe a little bit.
Possibly. Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Like, I bagged him.
Yeah. And y'all, how deep do y'all go into discussing it, like...
I don't really give like a bunch of details. It might be, you know,
how nasty he really is.
Right. Or that nigga lied, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, your dick is small. You right. really nasty.
It was trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do y'all keep fucking with him if he's trash?
No.
I no. do. I'm older. Like, no. I don't care nothing yeah, about trash no. dick at this age.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what do you look for in a man now?
Can you fucking wash my car and, like, vacuum it out every
yeah.
Sunday?
Yeah.
And put gas in the tank and I'm going to be due for service in 5,000 miles. Can we switch cars for the day and you just handle that?
Does sex decrease in value the older you get?
So it goes up and down. So you hit a point where it's like all you want to do is like just have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a woman, your body is thinking it's time to make a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you just are like out here like...
Hot.
Yeah, you go like it's
hot in the ass.
Yeah, you're hot in the ass. Yeah. Like it's a whole phase whether you want to have one or not. You your body is going to force you to have one.
That's
your
a good
body
topic.
Is like...
Whole phase.
Yeah. Like,
is it important to
go through?
Through
them too?
Huh?
Some of them keep going through them.
Is it important to go through your whole phase?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
I think so too. Men and women.
That's how you yeah. learn what you don't want.
Right.
What age do you think somebody should get in a relationship, like a woman? Should she go through her whole phase and everything?
It depends on the woman and
the level of maturity.
Because in the woman, because some people mature fast. I got a homegirl, she met her husband in college.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they got married right after college, and, like, she's never thought about nobody else. She ain't studied.
She's never cheated on him?
No. And
did she have bodies before that, though?
Like, no. She, oh. No. She was pure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got nothing for that one.
Yeah, me either.
But she's, their marriage is, they, if you see them, like, together, you're like, you get it. You get, like, they kind of imprint it, like some, what's the movie?
Twilight?
Some Twilight shit. Mm. Yeah, like, they supposed to be together. Wasn't nothing supposed to happen before them two was together. Like, it makes perfect sense. They the type, if they were to divorce,
yeah,
like, I don't see her remarrying.
Yeah.
Or him remarrying, for that matter.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's, so they, do y'all believe in, what's the, like, they made for each other? Like, that type
soulmates?
Of shit? Like, soulmates. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
I believe in soulmates, but I also believe that your soulmate might not necessarily be a person that you would be married to. It might be a friend or...
That's that just, millennial shit.
No, but...
Oh, no, that makes sense.
I mean, but not necessarily... Everybody's not going to get married. Everybody don't believe in marriage. I believe in marriage, and I believe in soulmates in both ways, but I also think that sometimes people... Soulmate might just be a friend.
Yeah.
Like, that's who you were meant to be with for the rest of your life. Not on some,
not on
oh,
some,
we gotta live together, yeah. like Golden Girls and no shit like that. I mean, like, I mean, like,
shout out to Sophia.
Yeah. Right.
No, I get,
my sister
there,
loves that show.
It's a
that's
great show.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are multiple versions of a soulmate. Right. Like, you may have a soulmate in a friend and then a soulmate in a partner, I won't say of the opposite sex, because you could
mm-hmm.
be in a same-sex relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, soulmates are real. You can have multiple soulmates.
So in girl code, let's say you're talking to a dude. Nita, you're talking to a dude, right?
Yeah.
And then it don't really work out. Like, y'all might have messed around once or twice, and then...
That's the story of my life. Go ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And let's say Ebony likes him. Or, you know, she's like, yo, is
Ebony
it...
would never date anybody that I had dated. But
oh, yeah, got two different...
Yeah, we are not the
same. I passed some homeboys off.
Homeboys or guys you've messed with?
I mean, they wasn't my niggas, so they was homeboys. Like, I mean, yeah. I might have smashed, but...
That's what I'm saying. Like, once you cross the line, it's okay for your homegirl to...
Yeah, I don't really, like, yeah. As long as it's not somebody I was, like, in a relationship with.
Okay, so that matters.
Yeah, like a relationship versus, you know, maybe I just... You know, smashed him a couple times. He yeah. was cool, but we wasn't it for each other. Yeah. Like,
you're not compatible
was,
to be in a relationship. So, and now, if Nita, say you're compatible with him, but she smashed him, would you be able to take it forward to the point where y'all are in a relationship and take it serious?
If they told me up front, like, I don't like finding out stuff after
you
the
should,
fact.
You gotta, yeah, like, you gotta tell her.
So, girl code, why, you gotta tell her?
Yeah, I don't get why people try to hide stuff like that. Then on their wedding, they be like, oh, I have something to tell you.
Man, no. If you tell me that type of shit on my wedding,
I'm gonna slap the hell out. Like, we gonna fight.
Dog shit out of you.
Man.
I'm gonna take all this shit off. I'm gonna
guarantee
all this makeup.
The wedding's off all that.
Yeah, like, why would you
Yeah, you might as well take it to the grave, both of y'all, after that.
Yeah. Because at that point,
they're like, don't come to me as a man. No. And like, yo, my homeboy, I got to tell you something. Like, nigga, keep it to yourself.
That, like,
Barbara, this is Shirley.
No. Definitely don't call me with that bullshit like that. Yeah. No.
So, but you would be cool with it as long as she tells you up front?
I would be okay with it as long as it was up front. I don't like finding out stuff at the last minute. And I don't like surprises.
Yeah.
You should be up front. And, like, you know, if you've, like, slept with a dude and kicked it with him, and you've had him around your homegirl, you already know if the dude is more compatible with your homegirl than he is with you. You can see the chemistry between them as an outsider.
Yeah.
You'll see it. You'll know what time it is.
Yeah, because they'll laugh at stupid shit. You'll be like,
what the fuck is so funny?
Y'all throws together? Really? Oh, okay. You know the whole cast? Okay. Yeah, stuff like that. Like, you'll know. So it's not like...
You're unaware. Like, nobody's oblivious to it.
You don't think so?
No.
Think people be lying to themselves sometimes?
Often.
Yeah.
Or a lot of times, there's sneaking around behind somebody's back is different than, hey, Nita, me and Tom kicked it. He's single. I think you should fuck with Tom because I think you and Tom get along good. Nita might be like, oh, no, you know, I knew you guys had a thing. But the homegirl got to kind of really push it so the friend know that.
It's okay.
Like, the clearance is real.
Right. Because sometimes people say that shit. Like, dudes do that all the time. Like, I had a situation where I used to mess with this girl, and then one of my homies and her met. And I guess she told him, like, yo, I be seeing you around Mez. You know, I used to deal with him back in the day. So he came and talked to me about it. Like, yo, I'm like, nigga, do your thing. Like, that was in the past. And he was like, yo, you sure? Because I know how. I'm like, my nigga, you know me better than that. Like, I don't care. And I'm not the type of, like, how you said that I was honest about shit. I really would tell him, like, yo, I don't care. Talk to her. And they ended up fucking with each other. They ended up not working out, but...
At least they tried.
Yeah, and then I don't want to be the one stepping away, like...
Yeah, some dudes won't do that.
I'm going to tell you open, like, if I did really, like, if I don't have a serious relationship with her, if she ain't my... Like, you know the girls I took serious. Like, those are the ones you shouldn't cross the lines with. But other than
anything else, it feel like it's free game.
Yeah.
But it's the ones that used to be in relationships with my friends that seem to think it's okay to be in my DMs.
Well, that's just dudes shooting. Dudes shooting a shot. And also, you know, just because your homegirl thought it was serious don't mean he thought it was serious.
Yeah, that shit was serious. Them niggas were together for 4 years. It was serious.
So what if he tells you that? Does it matter if he tells you that? Like,
he even said, oh, yeah, it was serious. I just wish... That we never dated, so I could date you. What?
But that happens, though.
No, it does happen.
Trifling.
That's
no,
but, trifling.
But have you ever talked to somebody and then you wish you would have met the homie first?
That's why you need to meet all the friends first before you get
never
up.
Settle.
But what if you just met him at the bar, y'all kicking it, laughing, joking, and he's like, yo, let's go out on a date. And then you kicking it with him, and then maybe 2-3 months in, he's like, yo, we having a fight now, y'all come through. And then you get there and you start laughing and kicking it with one of the homies. You're like, yo, this is the homie I should have been with.
What we doing? Because your friend kind of fine, too. Like, this finna be a situation or
so
not?
So you gonna keep it real? That's dope, though.
Again, I'm a little older. When I was younger, I wouldn't have done that. But at this age, I'm like, yo, if you ain't trying to... Like, do nothing. Like, your homeboy looking kind of good.
All right,
like,
so in pre-production, we were talking about how men can't deal with rejection. And I think we're more sensitive than women because women will have been... I don't know how to put it because, like... Yeah, like, we... All right, so in that situation that you're saying, right?
Oh, the homeboy's feelings is probably going to be hurt.
If that was me, I would really be like, damn, this bitch just really tried me. Like, what the fuck? Like, you want to fuck the homie? Even though I'd be like, all right, go ahead and do your thing, but...
You would mean it, right?
I would mean it. No, I would mean it.
You would mean it.
Most niggas would not mean it.
I'm still going to feel a way, though. I'm going to keep it 100. I would still feel some type of way. So, damn, that's crazy. But you were saying how men aren't good with rejection, is what you're saying?
No, they're not. I had this this guy. We met each other in the club. We chopped it up. And then at the end of the night, he asked me for my number. And I said, no, I couldn't give him my number. We ended up circling back around, kind of dating each other. Dating is not the word. Like, kicking
hanging
it
out.
Off. Of,
yeah.
Kicking it.
What's the difference? All right, so let me write that down right now.
What's the difference between dating and kicking it? So we kicked it off and on for like I don't know, the better part of like 13 years. Not consecutively, but like off and on and every
nigga,
time.
Y'all was in a relationship.
No, we was never in a relationship. Right. It was never a relationship. Right. Not consecutively, just like.
Yeah, here and there.
I feel like I know who you're talking about.
You definitely know who I'm talking about.
Jesus.
But don't say any names for the record.
I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to get sued. And,
yeah. But I'm talking about from anything we talk about, don't say names.
No, I'm not saying nobody's name.
But this particular gentleman would always bring up the fact, would always bring up the time that I curved him in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, years later, like he always come back to that.
Yeah. Like, in a hurtful way? Like, he was serious? Or just some shit that he was
throwing? You still talking about it.
Yeah, so right. Obviously it struck somewhere.
Yeah, he felt the way.
Right.
Yeah, he felt the way.
I think women are, like, because men are so used to rejection. Like, as long as I can remember, when you start hollering at girls, you get rejected. So it's like a basketball player missing a shot. Like, you're not gonna think about that.
You
like,
know who really can't handle rejection?
Who?
Niggas with money. That's who really can't handle rejection. Because they think they're not supposed to get rejected because they got money.
Then they say
those
something
ones
stupid
who
like,
really can't
you
handle
know
it.
Who I am.
Broke niggas don't give a fuck.
Nah.
Yeah. Or niggas keep trying the other ones. Oh, the attitude.
Now hold up, I ain't broke.
No, I don't mean like broke. I mean like
regular. No, I'm fucking
regular
with you. No,
I know what
you
mean.
I'm just,
right.
Yeah, like niggas who really, really got money, you saying? Like,
yeah, they can't handle that shit.
No, not at all.
I don't give a fuck. Like, I never gave a fuck. Like, it could be 10 women. I could holler at all 10 women, and then the last one could say yes. And I'm like, nigga, I won. And that's 10%.
You African too, though, so you built out of some other shit.
Yeah, true. Like, my pops was just straight pride. Like, nigga, you walk with your head up no matter how many times you fall.
Yeah, so it's a cultural thing too.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that. All right, so what were you saying is the difference between dating and kicking it?
Dating involves a nigga taking you out.
Yeah.
Like, actually dating you. Like, hi, I made plans for us. I'll pick you up at 5. That's dating. Mm.
So it has nothing to do with sex?
No. It has nothing
neither
to do with
Neither don't have nothing to do with sex?
No, absolutely not.
So if you're... All right, so a nigga could just be coming through for like a year straight, just here and there, like coming through, knocking your walls down, and then keeping it moving. That's just kicking it?
That is kicking it. But what's the problem is a lot of chicks confuse kicking it with dating. The two are not the same. Like, and you, but as a woman, you got to really keep it real with yourself. If he ain't taking you out, it's because he don't want to fucking take you out.
Right.
Really?
He don't want to date you. He just wants to smash.
But
what,
because, you know, sometimes women will make that, like, y'all will set that to be the norm. Like, y'all might go 6 months and he just coming through knocking it down. Then y'all feeling y'all ways. Like, nigga, you never took me out. Like, nigga, you made it this way. Like,
well, that's because the woman, like, a lot of times you're like, well, I'll just wait it out.
Why is that? Why don't y'all speak up front?
Because you're scared you're going to scare the dude off.
That there goes the fear of rejection right there.
For women.
Right.
Oh, so that's what y'all fear.
Right. That type of rejection.
If you say, oh, I'm cool with this relationship the way it is, then it's like, all right, well, shit, I can go on other dates with such and such. And
nah, then the nigga.
No, him saying that. Like, all right, I can fuck with and kick it with whoever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, like, 3 months later, old girl, like, well, damn, we ain't going on no dates. Or he taking everybody else out.
And then you walking around with an attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
slamming doors and shit.
And it's like, what? This bitch tripping.
For no reason.
She's not fucking tripping. Like,
but no. I'm saying from, because he does, you've never expressed that to me. So now all of a sudden you got an attitude. And I'm like, because, you know, niggas be dumb sometimes. Like, a lot of times.
However, if dudes don't understand the difference between, like, relationship dick and kicking a dick, it's two types of dick. Okay.
Explain.
Ebony
need to write a fucking book.
So, relationship dick,
mm-hmm.
First of all, relationship dick is raw dick. Raw dick is
dick.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of motherfuckers not in relationships getting raw dick.
That's true.
I've been one of them. I've done it.
Yeah. People out here pregnant.
That's why all these babies be coming from.
Kicking it.
Right. Kicking it dick. Like, so,
she said kicking it dick.
Yeah. Kicking it dick. Right. So, like, if you don't want her, like, acting crazy, like, mm-hmm. Keep your mouth off her ass. Like, don't be pinning her up. Don't be kissing in the mouth. Like, that's relationship dick. That is not kicking a dick.
Really?
Yes.
You're supposed to separate
intimate.
That?
Yes. Listen, if you put the dick in and the dick touch her heart,
it's a
relationship. Yeah.
She might slash your tires, bro. Yes, you don't want
she
problems.
Might bust your fucking windows out.
Yeah.
Because you're giving her your all. Like, if you giving her your all in sex, she feel like you, it's the intimacy. You giving her your all. Why would you be giving a woman your all that you really don't want to be with? Shouldn't you be reserving
that?
At
all, right.
Because you don't want to end up in a group chat.
I mean, fuck,
end up in a group chat like
regardless.
No, but in a negative tone, like if you don't, you know, you don't go up to par, she might be like, this nigga gave me some wag dick.
Well,
also, but all right, so can you just be fucking and have like
you can have good dick? Right, cool. You can have great dick and just be fucking.
All right,
you don't have to be mediocre, but don't make it intimate.
Yeah, it can't be intimate. Intimate is some other shit like. You want to lay on the couch and you want to cuddle and like, like wash your dick in the sink and get out.
Yeah, she said wash your dick
in the sink and get out.
Just take your time. Don't even wash, just go home.
Matter of fact, you can't even come over here. Like, that's another thing that I wish women would do. Like, you just kicking it with a dude, fuck at his house. Don't fuck at your house because now he done dropped his dick and energy at your house.
Yep, you don't need that in your house.
As a woman, if he not bringing anything, now you got the cost of washing your sheets to get this nigga scent off it.
Mm-hmm.
He done washed his dick in your sink, which is water. He's using washcloth. Now you got to wash towels and shit. Yeah, he's
playing music and shit.
He's giving you nothing but
And then he out. He's dropping off some dick, basically.
Yeah, nah, go to his house. Let me come over here, drink up your Kool-Aid, turn your fucking cable on.
But I was always, I never liked going to girls' cribs.
Leave my long ass hair in your bed. You figure that shit out. Bye.
Yeah, they're not my problems.
Not my problems.
I never liked going to, like, spend a night with girls' crib. Like, it's only a few.
Spend a night?
Yeah, like if you dealing with a chick.
No.
Ain't no
spending
in the night.
Can't take your shoes off.
No, don't.
Oh, so y'all savages.
Not savages, but you gotta be real.
That's a savage.
Right.
That's not savage. You gotta keep it real to keep your feelings in check.
I've never been kicked out of no chick crib. That's kicking a nigga out.
That's because all the bitches wanted to be with you, man. Everybody's trying to get a relationship, wasn't they?
I've never been kicked out. If that's what that means, then
when a chick is trying to get with you, she's not kicking you out.
She's like, lay down.
Do you want a sandwich?
Yeah, you fall asleep. You wake up like, oh shit, I gotta get the fuck up out of here. Give you a washcloth, all that type of shit.
Get him a hot rag.
Exactly. So you know what that is.
Yeah.
So you've had niggas spend a night.
Yeah, I ain't saying I never done the dumb shit.
I'm
just older now, and I'm like, nah.
All right, so you're just kicking knowledge right now.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
I'm still doing dumb shit a little bit, though.
Really?
I stopped doing dumb shit.
I don't think that stops.
You never stop.
I'm trying to do better.
Until you get married.
Exactly.
You never
trying
to do better.
I don't think it ever stops. Like,
I'm trying to do better.
I'm
trying to stay away from dumb shit.
It's impossible if you single.
It's impossible.
If you stay in the house, it ain't.
Yeah, I mean, if you stay in the house and become a nun.
I don't know. I haven't had dick since like October, so I don't know.
October?
October.
Oh, that's almost
year.
A year.
Yeah.
It is a year. It's October now.
It's almost November.
What's going on?
Shit, nothing. My DMs is dry.
I mean, you just gave
nobody's checking for me.
You know, leeway.
I was telling her in pre-production that sometimes, because she speaks her mind, she openly talks, so that can scare people off. Like, guys, if they feel like there's some sort of rejection there, like if it's possible, they're not gonna holler at you. So
the streets ain't for everybody. That's why they made sidewalks.
That's a fact.
You aggravating.
So stay your ass on the side. Ebony said y'all niggas better stay on your sidewalk.
See, your DM's gonna be even drier.
Nah, everybody send your shot at Ebony. Like, don't be scared. She's cool. Send some shots. All y'all niggas.
Yeah, but don't come sideways, because you can get your phone.
No, don't come sideways. Come respectfully, you know, send it.
I like live music. I enjoy international cuisine. And
what's your sign?
Projects.
Tell me your sign, queen.
Woodworking projects. I'm a Capricorn. I like long walks to the expensive side of the mall.
Okay.
You work in the expensive mall. Go away.
Oh, do you?
I work, I'm a stylist part-time, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So come pop up at her job with some flowers.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, holla at Ebony, y'all. She cool peoples. All right, so next question. Oh, yeah, all right, so you told me the difference between dating and kicking it. All right, so Tank recently said some stupid, well, I ain't going to say stupid. It is stupid shit. That nigga is retarded.
Yeah,
I was about to be politically correct. Fuck all that. If a nigga, All right, so before I even jump that question, let's say a guy tells you openly, like, all right, Evan, he comes to your job, and he holler at you, he's like, yo, but y'all kicking it, and then he tells you, I've dealt with dudes in the past. Well, how you going from there? Or neither. Like, if a nigga told you he's dealt with dudes, are you cool with that? Because I put a poll up on Instagram a couple days ago. 96% said, all the girls, 96% of them said, no, they wouldn't deal with a dude that dealt with dudes before.
Bitches is lying.
So you think there's more girls who would, because a lot of them didn't answer the question. Like, so you think those girls were...
I'm pretty sure they were lying. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you why, because I know a bunch of girls who even suspected it and still kept dealing with that guy. So don't make it seem like if he told you,
it would be any different.
So what if he did tell you? All right, so forget them girls. What about you, Nita? Like, if a nigga, you talking to him.
Right.
Let's just say 4 months in, y'all kicking it, and then y'all drinking, kicking it. He tells you, like, yeah, you know, I dealt with a dude before. Like Tank said, like, he had his, I'm not Tank, but, you know, if a dude got his dick sucked a couple of times by another nigga. Or no. Matter of fact, Tank said something even worse. To me, it's a difference between getting.
He said, if you suck a dick.
If he suck, like, nigga, you got dick bro.
I want to know how that conversation even like, started on Yee podcast, but that is a whole.
I think he was trying to draw a parallel. Like, Yee set him up. I don't think.
Yee set him up.
Yeah, she set him up big time. Yeah. But let's just say, for argument's sake, a nigga has sucked a couple dicks in his life, and it's separate times. It's like. Yeah, two separate dicks, matter of fact. Let's just say that.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not that mature.
I have gay homeboys, and I've had conversations with them about this. I'm just not that mature. I couldn't do it. Like,
yeah.
Because you put your mouth.
Yeah, and see, on the flip side.
Yo, listen, you sucked a couple of dicks, and you probably enjoy.
That has to be
same-sex sex.
Right.
And it's never going to be a point where I'm going to put a strap on to satisfy you.
Mm-hmm.
So no. You will cheat on me. So Jesus that's Christ. Why not. Yeah. Like, it's not going to work.
Yeah, because now women, it's hard enough to keep a nigga faithful with the women. And now you got to worry about him fucking niggas.
Too. Yeah, that's like.
Yeah, I don't need.
And he's doing problems. Something different. Like,
however, I do know a chick who her husband is her husband.
Mm-hmm.
They get down, like, not with a dude, but he enjoys certain types of penetration, and she give it to him. He from don't her? Want it from a man. He only wants it from a woman doing it to
All right, so how about that? Like,
that's not gay, though. That's not gay.
Nita, is that gay to you? Like, if you're dealing with a dude, and he tells you to stick his fingers in his ass.
Your fingers. No, I'm not doing it. I'm just not. But, like, why?
I mean, if that's what he like, why not?
I can't do it. I'm a child. But that the,
so,
like, I can't
so,
do it.
Like,
would you think he was gay for that?
I wouldn't think he was gay, but I think that shit was strange. Like, nah, bro.
So it's suspect?
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of
you think
suspect.
You think he would cross the line with dudes? What about?
I don't know if he crossed the line, but he damn sure be towing that motherfucker. Because that, it's real iffy when you get to talking about playing with your ass, bro. Like, that, you kind
of. I agree.
You kind of teetering. And I'm not a homophobe. You know that. It's just. To me, you would be like, yeah, bro, I'm not
saying that it's right or it's wrong. What I'm saying
No,
what I'm saying is engaging in homosexual sex
would
is
have to be.
Sex of two people of the same sex having sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the act. It's like the whole train versus threesome thing. If a woman is penetrating you, it's still heterosexual sex.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but
yeah, I agree with that.
I'm not sticking my fingers in your ass. I'm not.
I mean, first of all, your nails are too long.
That's also my nails are not that long. But I'm
are they long? I'm looking right at them. She got long nails, y'all.
I'm not sticking my fingers.
You gonna cut a nigga rectum with that?
Yeah.
Shit.
Shut up. But like, I mean, I think just people should be honest in the bedroom about what they really want, and if a dude is into that and he wants it from a woman, he should be able to say that's what he want. Yeah. I'm not saying I can give it to you, but you should be able to say that's what
say
you
it.
Want. You should be able to have open and honest communication in a relationship.
So if a nigga
and that's not something you go talk to your homegirls about it. Y'all talk about outside of the privacy of what's going on in y'all bedroom.
You talking about you and the dude? Like, you wouldn't discuss that with your homegirls?
Nah, that's never a conversation.
Nah, that's not a conversation.
When it's your dude, it's different. It's not a conversation when it's your dude.
If it's a throwaway, then you can have a conversation you want.
Yeah. But if that's your dude, there's no conversation about your nigga's sex, period.
But what if, like, you know how sometimes you might just be kicking it with the dude and he turns up to be your dude?
As soon as he turned into your dude, it stops.
Yeah, but what if you already told him, like if Ebony would have texted you and you're like, yo, this nigga had me put my fingers in his ass. And then they start kicking and they start in a relationship. How you gonna look at the nigga? You gonna call him Two Finger Johnny now?
Well, I probably would have never told her that I put my fingers in his ass because I already knew that I liked him. I put my fingers in his ass because I really liked him. Like, was trying to close a deal.
Oh, so
I would have never
done that. I'm trying to close a deal. Yo. You stupid, Ebony.
I'm just joking, but I'm saying, if it's a dude that you really fooling with.
You opening up the deal with that.
This is true. But like, if it's a dude that you really feeling, you're gonna be limited in what you tell your homegirls about him. You're only gonna tell them good things.
Okay, that's girl code right there too, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. If you know it's not going anywhere, you're gonna talk all kinds of reckless, good or bad.
Right.
But if you know it's going somewhere, you're gonna kind of taper your conversation because you'll forget. Your friends do not fucking forget.
Nah, they
friends
don't.
Or your family.
Friends or your family do never forget.
At the live
forget.
Podcast, I was talking about this. My homeboy met this girl. We were supposed to go out that night, and I didn't go out. So the next day, he see me. He's like, nigga, you missed out. We met these chicks. We all smashed. He's showing me the nudes of the girl. Like, he's showing me all her pictures. She's sending him all type of pictures while we together. But because I happen to work with the dude, so next day we at work, she's sending him pictures. So he's showing me the nudes. Like, yo, look at Shorty. This is who I beat. So I'm looking. She's sending all type of pictures. So then he ends up wifing her. So... that image is stuck in my head. Like you said, Ebony, like, you might not forget.
No, you
don't.
You taper it. You don't just talk to your homegirls about it.
Like, for the first couple
really
months I see him, I'm like, damn, I done seen your pictures all bent over, like, all type of shit.
Your homeboy's kind of a clown, though.
We were young, but at the same time, it's just like you said, when you first... All right, so for me, when I meet a chick the first night, if I would have smashed her, I would not think it was going to go too far.
Oh, that's some bull. How old are you?
Me now, I'm 36.
Would you say that now? At 36. Maybe in your 20s you would have said that, but at 36?
Like, nah, because at this age,
you
could just kick it. You could catch a vibe and it could happen. It happens.
Yeah, I feel like that probably was just.
Because at the time I was like, at that time he's only a year older than me, so we probably like 24, 25.
Oh, yeah,
he know better. He know better.
Nah.
I mean, there's some 30-year-olds that don't know.
Nah, that's true.
Now,
but she's talking about experience more.
You just know, like, one of the things I really like, my cousin is teaching her son to respect women even if they disrespecting themselves. He was like, I don't care if you and the homeboys run a train on a chick. You be the one to make sure she get home.
Mm.
You be the one to make sure she's straight. Like, no matter what's going on, that's still a woman.
Yeah.
Still treat her with respect, and I think a lot of young men don't know that. They feel like, oh, I can just disregard this
because she's
woman
not respecting herself.
Because she's not respecting herself. But like, you had a good time. She showed you a good time. Don't like handle her any kind of way. Like, she showed you a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you empty your ball sacks. Like, what? Why are you like clowning? Like, you had a good time. You enjoyed yourself.
Right.
She's a human being. Like, still, like, be respectful. Make sure she get an Uber home. Like, make sure she's straight.
That'll get you out of a rape charge too.
This is exactly what
she might
happened
wake
to
up
her
like,
son.
I figured.
This
I'm like,
exactly
it gotta be
what happened to her son. The little girl, they were in junior high school, going into high school.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl has sucked the whole basketball team. Basically, he was the last one, and when she got caught and it all came out, she was like everybody but him. She implicated everybody but him.
Right, because he kept the G with her, I guess.
He was the only one who didn't disrespect her and wasn't at school calling us sluts and shit like that.
Right.
She was like, he had nothing to do with it.
Wow. All
right, so what about in a relationship, right? Let's say what's breakup etiquette? Like, if you break up with a dude or whatever, who breaks up with who, how soon do y'all wait before y'all get into another relationship or kick it with another dude? Nita? Is there a time frame? Do you like to detox?
I like to chill after a breakup because I don't understand how people just hop into relationships like right after the last one. Like, did you learn anything? Did you think about what you did? Did you even take accountability for what happened in a relationship? You just was like, all right, I'm about to be in a new relationship. Like,
right.
New pictures. Hey, it's
so
us.
You think you should chill?
Yeah, I think you should chill. Yo ass. know your ass.
Ebony, you don't agree? Ebony probably got an, but then, according to her, her DMs is dry. But most of the time, I think so too. But most of the time, nah, I'm fucking with you. Look, she gave me the side eye. Most of the time, when somebody gets from one relationship into another immediately, I'm like, that nigga or that chick has been waiting on the sidelines, or you've been fucking with her already.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you in a relationship 2 weeks later and then you just met this person. Like, there's been some communication.
It depends on how you and a person split up. So, I think that's part of it. So, let's say, you know, you split up. Like, it's just mutual. We're going to decide that we're going to go our separate ways.
Yeah.
That's fine.
What's the harm in jumping in something new? But if it was infidelity, was it, like if we split on bad terms, then it looks crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. I don't think it looks crazy for somebody to turn around and be in a relationship because normally
that looks crazy.
Normally, the relationship has been over a long time before it actually ends.
For women,
for men too.
No, for men too.
I don't agree.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I know dudes who be like, I've been out this relationship for like a year now, but they was still
because niggas be out the relationship the whole time.
I'm here for the kids.
Niggas be lying.
Niggas lie about that.
Niggas always lie about that.
That's the first thing that come out their mouth. Yeah. Oh yeah, I stayed for the kids for a while. They don't remember that shit.
Like,
and they for don't the care. Kids.
Women would be checked out. Men don't be checked out. Men just be.
That is not true.
Yo, this
really?
Is.
See, that's my point. Oh, like a lot of times, niggas already be doing their thing.
Way more they never checked in. They never checked in, but. A man cheat with his dick, a woman cheat with her heart.
I don't believe that either. Because I know plenty of women who can just fuck and not think nothing of it. You mean it's, especially, I don't even believe that coming from you. And I've known you for this short time and how open you were from the live podcast to now. You don't think you can smash it? You might meet a nigga, the vibes is fine, you might fuck him?
No, I fuck with my heart. I'm so sensitive.
Really?
Yes.
She's a Capricorn, they don't know any better.
Yeah, I'm a sensitive thug.
Wow, I would have never saw that.
Yeah, I'm sensitive. Like I don't go out with dudes if I don't like you, I'm not fucking with you. Mm. Like I'm not gonna be like, oh, let me go.
He got
get
money.
This free meal. Yeah, I don't. Do that
really?
I don't.
That's a waste of my time. Like
and your money.
Yeah, yeah. Like because then you're gonna be mad at me. My mom used to say, "Don't get killed on your little piece of pussy right. all the time."
Yeah. Or no slice of pizza or no 4 for $4. Like yeah, it's not that deep for me. I can pay for my own food. It's okay.
Yeah, girls. I never agreed. I mean, I'm sure it might be. Of course, there's an exception to every rule, but I think women can fuck just to be fucking too. Like, there doesn't have to be an emotional attachment.
Yeah, but
maybe
usually,
not as much as guys, but.
Usually, when that's going on, either A, and your women followers are gonna shoot me for this shit. Okay, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Either A, they're lying and they really care about the dude and they just saying, I don't give a fuck, I just smash with no feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, they got some kind of issue inside of them where they're scared of falling in love or getting emotionally attached because of something that may have happened to them in their childhood mm-hmm. or their past. They're staying so far away from that because of fear.
Okay.
Not because, and I think dudes are the same way for the record. I think this is just a human thing. Dudes who just run around like sleeping with a lot of women, a lot of times those will be, if you'll notice, those are dudes who have issues with their mom or abandonment
or
issues.
Or been molested when they were young.
Something like that because they're scared. They've never known the trust of the woman that you're supposed to be able to trust the most
mm-hmm.
is your mom. And if you don't have that connection and that relationship with your mom, how could you trust a woman? No matter how good she is to you. If you can't trust your own mom, how could you trust a woman?
Right.
So you just kind of like, oh, I need to have an extra one. I need to always be going to the next thing because what if she do me like my mom did me and piece me out, leave me stuck.
Right.
So I think a lot of that just comes from issues. I don't think it's possible for you to lay with somebody and to put your bodies to, like, that's as close as two people can get.
Soul ties are real.
Yeah. Like,
you said what, Nita?
Soul ties are real.
Condom or no condom, sex is a very, like,
yeah.
It's a close thing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, all right, so have you ever referred your homegirls to an, like you might be a homie or whatever, you refer, not somebody you dealt with.
Like, oh, my homeboy, like, oh, yeah, I do that all the time. I'm the queen of that. Like,
really?
Yeah, like, I got a bunch of single homeboys. I'd be like, oh, shorty right there, her, oh, she make a great wife. I'm trying to help my homeboys get married.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Nita?
I tried to help them, but they don't want help. They need to go to therapy, and I'm just tired. I'm not Chuck Woolery. I'm not going to be helping the masses no more. That shit stressed me out.
You threw that throwback name. What was that? Love Connection?
Love Connection. Oh. Love Connection. Yeah.
I'm not that person anymore.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
This nigga said, I was wondering what the fuck Sci-Fi throwing up the 2 and 2. I'm like, nigga, what are you talking about? I thought he was trying to wrap it up, like, nigga, 2 more minutes. All right, what else? What else we got on the docket? What's the proper swerve etiquette? Like, if a guy's trying to talk to you, and because you said you've curved somebody that first time, what did you say to him? Like, how do you swerve somebody?
You just, you know, you have to be nice about it. So don't be out here being
like bitches. Because you swear men are so sensitive.
Bitch, you're not
going to
be popping forever, so don't be rude to nobody. Karma mm-hmm. is real. Mm-hmm. Just thank you, but no thank you. I'm not dating right now. I'm not
seeing
anybody.
Do you give an excuse?
No should be good enough.
What about you, Nita?
But it's never good enough. It never is.
Because I wanted, like, niggas to be like, why?
No, and pivot.
I'm not interested. I'll say I'm not interested. Like, no thank you, I'm not interested.
But you ever get cursed out for that?
Yeah, I didn't get cursed out for you.
You're not interested is a little aggressive.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you kind of, the way you did it, even your body language.
Right now, I started getting mad. Whatever. I got a fiance. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck you mean?
Yeah, you have to be, you know, cognizant of, too. Like,
y'all just said
me. Also, I think normally when it happens, somebody grabs me. So automatically, I'm already defensive.
Oh, y'all don't like when niggas grab you?
No, don't grab me. You can tap my shoulder. You can walk directly in front of my face, but do not touch me if you do not.
First
know
of all,
really?
her dad is an officer of the law. Don't
I tell you the whole cop. Yeah. Do not put your
hands in Charlotte Mecklenburg.
Yeah, yes. Don't put your hands.
I'm glad
on.
I know that now.
But you know, like you know, you learn that. Right. We learn that as girls coming up. Nah, don't let nobody beat you. Why the fuck is you in my personal space?
Yeah, I don't like.
Or they grab
like
you from behind.
Close.
Or just like
touching my side, like don't touch me. You don't have to.
There's places that you shouldn't touch. Like, I've never been the creep to touch your lower back or your hips or anything. Like you could. Nah, I'm lying. I've definitely done all the above. But that was when I was young. Like, when you don't know anybody, you do that type of shit when you're young. But like, if a girl's walking by, like, you might like grab her fingers and like kind of get her attention.
No. Oh, you know what? The hand is cool.
I'm saying.
We passing in a crowd, it's not my wrist. But like, if you
no,
like
if
hit
you
my
grab
finger,
her hands or like
a yeah, quick, like because if it's crowd and you're trying to get to
too,
me,
like okay, like you mean like graze my
yeah.
hand?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
That's
like there's
different.
A certain.
Look, I'm
exactly.
talking about grabbing my.
Oh,
hand.
Yeah,
oh no,
talking about
okay.
grabbing. Yeah, don't grab. No, the grab.
That's assault.
The graze. Yeah, that is.
You gonna get assaulted
if you move? What is it? What is it in North Carolina? More than 2 feet is kidnapping.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, more than 2 feet is kidnapping.
If you move
yeah.
somebody, even it, you don't
oh,
have to take them away.
If you move somebody,
if you move
meant,
somebody
yeah, yeah.
against their will, more than 2 feet in North Carolina is kidnapping.
Yeah. No, that's
oh,
true.
Yeah.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
fellas,
yeah, like quick,
not
yeah,
pushing
keep your
right.
hands off of these women, unless y'all just grabbing a quick hand just to get her attention, and she might
gently.
Turn around. Then. Yeah,
because
a woman will turn around for that.
Not aggressive.
Like,
yeah, not aggressive. These dudes be. Yeah. Yeah, don't curl the fingers. That's a
dude,
good
thank
tip.
You. Do not curl my. Don't curl your fingers on mine. Don't touch. Like,
yeah,
it's something about somebody touching me like a stranger. First of all, I don't even know you, and I don't know where
who
your hands.
Somebody
are
that just happened on Instagram. Who was mad about that? Somebody grabbed. Anyway, but yeah, I see women really don't like that shit.
No. And people keep doing it. Like, stop.
Like,
wait,
is that in the nigga handbook somewhere? Like,
grab
bitches?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends where we at. Like, if we're in the mall, it's different. Like, because you can get there. Like, if a girl's walking by in the club, you might have to do something to get her attention real quick. Like, you might grab her hand.
What happened to just getting her, catching her at the bar and getting her a
but
drink,
she might just be walking
sliding
by.
Sliding in. Oh, yeah, that's true.
See, me and my niggas were kind of creeps back in the
are
day.
Are your
like,
friends moving from where they are?
What do you mean?
Just go after her. Yeah. And come right back.
Yeah, like follow
but
her.
What if you in a comfortable spot? Because sometimes the club be so crowded.
You can come back.
Right,
you do. Your home.
Your
niggas
homeboy should
right
be able
there.
To be like, all
right. Be lazy. Because it works.
Exactly.
Like,
right. It works.
Sometimes a girl walk by and just, she might turn around and then off of that, you'll know. If she turns around and looks and she likes what she sees, she's going to stop. If not, she's going to keep it moving. It's that simple. Like,
so if you glance back, then that means you know.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you throwing your fishing line out. That's like you telling me go to the other side to catch a fish. Like, nigga, I'm going to put my fishing line right here. And if something catch it, catch. If not, it wasn't meant to be.
Niggas
Ebony
stress.
Don't like this type of shit. We lazy.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the whole damn problem.
Effort is a lot. Like, so, all right, so speaking of effort, women always expect niggas to make plans. Like, y'all keep seeing this shit like, don't hit me with the what you doing text. What is that about?
Don't hit me with it while I'm at work. Like, you know I'm at work.
I'm
working
work. Like, I don't care that you sell drugs for a living. I'm at work. Yeah. Like, I'm at
Ebony
work.
Likes drug dealers.
No,
drug dealers
hit
her, drug, all the drug dealers hit her DMs. And she's going to get y'all indicted by Nita's dad.
Oh, Now her dad's not that even that type of investigator.
Oh, he's not that type of. My dad's a lieutenant, first of all. But second of all, he's definitely not in that department. We do not handle narcotics or homicide.
So Ebony's not going to set y'all up, drug dealers. Y'all good.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Oh. Wow. But no, like the WYD specifically.
It's lazy.
Mm-hmm. It's lazy.
WYD. What are you WYD. Doing?
Like, did you just send five bitches the same text?
Sometimes.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it happens. It's cool. Yeah. I understand you got to see what's going on. Hey, survival of the fittest.
Throw your fishing line out. You might have five fishing lines, and then one might catch you. Like, oh, shit.
You can only catch one fish at a time. Yeah. Like, you put it out, you're only going to catch one. Somebody can respond line. Right. Yeah, exactly. Per line. That's true.
Yeah. So when you send five out and one catches, you're like, oh, shit.
The
Ebony's going out with me tonight. That's basically, you know what I mean? Like, if you spent
the WYD followed by no actual conversation. I don't mind the WYD, but if you WYD me and I'm like, oh, I'm having lunch right now,
mm-hmm.
it should be followed by something else like,
how
I'm trying
day?
To see you. Oh, how was your yeah. day? I'm trying.
You
are you hungry?
Yeah. What are you doing later?
Do you need your
are
car
you
washed? Yeah. Like, what?
You don't even have to wash my car. Like,
nah, that's a damn lie. Yeah, well, wash my car.
Yourself, I get my car detailed at the dealership, so it's fine. Like,
okay.
I don't
wash
need
my car.
You to wash my car. But don't, what you doing me, and then that be the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Dude's a W-Y-D you, and then you'll respond with, like, two sentences, and then 4 hours later, the next day, they WYD you again. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
No, why are you doing it? I know what you're doing, but why are you doing it?
Are you high? Like,
I think that's just their way of communicating. Like, just
that's
to
a
say
terrible,
that
terrible.
I've communicated with you. No, I agree. That is terrible.
I touched you.
Yeah, so now what? Now what you want me to do?
What you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's
Evan, yeah,
the
exactly.
The dumbest shit ever.
And I was, because, you know, chicks be like, you don't ever hit me up. Like, nigga, I said what you doing. That's
so,
the excuse.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That is the nigga logic because I just
that's
can't.
Nigga logic.
Can't.
Which is a whole different type of logic in general. So, like, chicks, it don't have to be, I think guys think when a girl says make plans
mm-hmm.
that she means
take
plan
me on a helicopter
day.
Ride.
Yeah,
do
no,
it.
Go to Capitol Grill.
No,
that's
not
what that
means.
She means
call me and show a genuine interest in spending time with me.
Mm-hmm.
That means, hey, what are you doing today?
That's dating.
Nita? Yes. Yeah, that's not kicking it. Hey, Nita, I want to see you. First of all, start with just the truth. Did you want to see me? Hey.
Right.
I want to see you.
Oh,
can
gee.
We get dinner tonight, or can we just watch some shows?
Go get, like, some drinks, something.
Yeah, or just why don't you come over? Like, but dudes will never say that they want to see a chick or miss a chick. They'll be like, what you doing?
Yeah.
When I'm gonna see you, motherfucker, every day on Instagram, nigga.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When you gonna see me? When you give me an option to see you.
What? All right,
that
so,
shit gets me. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I see. No, but to me, if y'all know what they mean by it. So do you know what they mean by that?
I don't know what the fuck it means.
Yeah,
so
I don't.
All right, so when a nigga say that, he's basically asking, like, he's trying to see you. That's his way of initiating that. But y'all want to hear it directly is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you can't read my mind, I can't read yours. So you telling me, oh, what you doing? That's not, okay,
mm-hmm.
what else? Like,
yeah.
That's all you want?
So what do y'all respond back when they say that?
Like, what you doing?
Yeah.
If I'm working, work. But if it's, I mean, if it's something else, then I'd be like, oh, I'm just now leaving work. What's up?
Yeah, like, listen. If you ever been with a cheating ass dude, it also you got PTSD from that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because cheating ass niggas always ask you what you doing. Because they trying to make sure.
Yeah, they want
to
figure out what time.
Yo,
yeah.
Juanita will tell you. Sorry, I called your whole government
you
name.
Did,
can
it's
you,
okay.
Can you? Like,
no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Some people know my full name. Yeah.
I was with the chief of cheaters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
don't say his name.
I'm not, right. But I'm just telling you.
El Capitan.
Like
El Chapo.
Cheating. Chapo.
Yeah.
El Chapo of cheating. And every time this nigga was like, where are you or what are you doing? It's because he trying to make sure he don't run into me or none of my homegirls with whoever he with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, don't be asking me what the fuck I'm doing. Go wherever you going with the bitch. Like, I know you with her. Like, just go on with, if you run into me, fuck it.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Shit.
Because sometimes y'all can engage the conversation too. Like,
I engage. Listen, here. Boom. Bet.
Oh,
I
she
engage.
Got live footage.
This nigga.
I I said hey first hey. With a hand.
Oh yeah, she started off. What's up, pretty? How's and then you responded.
You pretty. Okay. Hey,
man, this how's nigga work ain't going? Shit.
Cool. Would be better if I could see you.
That's, you said that?
You know who this is too. So anywho, yeah.
Turn that phone this way.
What time do you get off? 11 tonight. Can I come by see you?
Okay, stop there. No, it's nothing. It's nothing crazy. So yeah. We work opposite hours of each other.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. So I was like, hey, they don't be doing shit at work. So I can like go to his job and like kind of kick it.
Right.
So I went out there and kicked it for a little bit. But he's like, it would be nice if I could see you. And then I followed through it. Can I come out there and kick it for a couple minutes? Yeah. I pulled up. The opposite of that has happened. And he's like, when can I see you? And I'm like, okay, like whenever you got a plan. Mm-hmm. Like I followed up with, can I do this?
Right.
Niggas just be like, when can I see you? No, can I come see you now? Like, can I come see you? When can I see you? That, like, shit, you can.
Do you think Instagram scares niggas? Because sometimes, I was about to call y'all out. Y'all niggas. The liquor kicking in now. So
you can say bitches. It's okay.
But they'll be like, look at this thirsty ass nigga. He all. So, you know, sometimes that type of shit can scare a nigga off too.
That's not real.
Yeah, no, you don't think so?
No,
because Instagram really be fucking shit up.
So you got two types of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
You got regular bitches and extra bitches. Extra bitches be calling niggas like, girl, nobody's thirsty for you. Right. Chill out.
Yeah. You put up regular six bitches, thirst traps, and now niggas is being thirsty. Like that's what a thirst trap is. You want to catch thirst?
Yeah, you got goddamn. Yeah. You tooted it out. Like, exactly. That's what you put your line in the water. You put 13 lines in the water.
And all these fish are trying to jump up at the line and get hooked. And now, look at all these thirsty niggas.
Like, they not thirsty.
You put a thirst trap out.
You put a pitcher of water on the table. Everybody's like, I would like water.
Exactly.
Right. I would drink that.
Niggas stop talking about I would drink that.
But that's not regular chicks. We not doing that. That's not what we do. We not like, oh, this nigga is thirsty. Like, oh, he really showing a genuine interest in me.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's cool?
That's genuine. Listen, effort is more important than good sex.
Effort is more important than good sex.
You could have a little dick if you got a good personality and a effort. Good heart. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a bunch of chicks out here with niggas with trash sex and little dicks. Everybody dick ain't big.
Mm-hmm.
You got some homeboys, this guy trash dick.
I don't want to know nothing about
relationships.
It. Yeah.
Just really happy because they know whatever it is. Yeah.
What'd you say?
You hear it in an argument.
Yeah, she get real mad. That's the first goddamn thing.
It's trash dick anyway.
Wait, like, damn. Your little ass dick. Shut the fuck up. Sheesh. Yeah. Stupid. Like, yeah.
Walk out.
Yeah.
And now all your friends know you trash.
Yeah.
And what?
And now your friends know you trash and she'll walk out. Yeah.
God damn.
I've seen those arguments happen.
Yeah.
And how the nigga be looking?
Stupid. Yo.
How y'all say that simultaneously? Talking about stupid.
Right.
Yeah. But like, no, like effort is everything.
Y'all babysitting y'all drinks too. This is called Mez Drinks and Chill.
I knew he was gonna say
and it. They're not even drinking. Like y'all barely scratched the surface of that bottle. Pour up. They on that Jack Honey tonight too.
So demanding in here.
I know. This is stressful.
That's the African in me. I'm sorry. I know it's a new town. And are y'all in that sensitive shit? I can't see y'all being sensitive. Like, you know how everybody's always offended now?
Yeah, I'm not that person. And cancel culture is stupid, too.
I don't even believe in cancel culture. Like, Like, what offends you? Like, if a dude calls you a bitch, how
I'm
you...
I'm not offended. He don't know me.
Yeah. You don't know me from a can of paint, so okay. Sure, your mother's a lovely bitch too.
I'm offended. Yeah. I'm
you see how she just slick disrespected the shit out of.
That's what women.
What'd you just say? Say
I'm sure your mother's a lovely bitch too, and I walk off like you're not finna hurt my feelings, bro. Here you go. Thank you.
Yeah, let's cheers to Mez Drinks and Chill. Let me put some more in this.
Yeah. Oh wow. No, y'all be drinking.
Yeah, we drinking. Me and Safa be drinking.
I see.
Yeah.
He got me prepared for the show.
I know, yo. I go to the same liquor store every Saturday, and the dude, like last week, because we be taping every Saturday, he was like, "Yo, what do you do?" I was like, "Nothing." He was like, "Yo, you always in here every weekend." I'm like, "Yeah, I know." And
he's
just kept
moving. What are you doing with the weekend?
Yeah, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, "Nigga, none of your business." Like, oh shit, no more ice. Fuck it.
Yep. So,
cheers to Mez Drinks and Chill.
Cheers.
Oh, then no putting it down.
Effort is great, man.
It gets you a long way in life.
Really?
Yeah, if you're going to jump in my DMs, jump in my DMs with some effort.
And some action.
Yes, action. Follow through.
What y'all like to do? Like, what's a typical, like, girls? What kind of date do y'all like? Do y'all necessarily have to go to something? Like, niggas would want to impress y'all and hit a home run off the first date. And that's not what y'all want in a sense, right?
No, you don't have to take me to a fancy restaurant.
Matter of fact, y'all might want a home run, but what's the definition of a home run? Because a nigga might think it's just taking you to a fancy restaurant.
Something different. Different.
Dinner, like, and a movie. Do not. Let's not.
That's basic.
Yeah, it's like very. A comedy show. I like a concert or something like that.
Go kart racing, zip line.
Yeah, something fun.
Right.
Something outdoors. Different. Let's go hike. Let's do some free shit. Let's go to Crowders and to hike Crowders.
Like, let's do talk some the free whole time. Shit. Yeah. You never hear women shit. Say that.
Yeah. Because that takes thought, and niggas don't want to do thought. They just want to spend money because that's easy.
That's the easiest way to do it. And that's what, girl, like, it's good for Instagram. Like, if you take a picture of a, you said Capital Grill earlier. Like,
right.
They have some great steak. You take a picture with some Capital Grill, your night is popping. But that might have been all y'all did.
That's clout chasing, though. Capital Grill's not even that great.
No.
Shit, they got some good steak in there.
They do, yeah, but like, it's not, listen, like,
it's not, yeah.
Oh, okay, as far as fun. Yeah, right, okay, fun. I agree.
Like, I mean, it's.
But the photo op cool. is perfect.
It's a good photo op. I'm not going front.
For the gram. But that's what people do it for nowadays. Like, you can have you can hype.
No, you're taking a girl out to get fucked. Like, you're not taking her out for the gram.
I mean, you'd be surprised. Niggas do it for both sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. That's what we doing now?
Hell yeah. The gram.
I retire. I'm done.
The gram is so important to some people.
Yeah.
Like, it is.
I don't not put my best shit on Instagram.
When you having the most fun. If you can pull your phone out, you can't be having that much fun.
No,
absolutely.
Like,
not.
I love concerts. I don't. And when I travel, if you travel with me and you ask me to take a bunch of goddamn pictures, I'm never going nowhere else with you again.
Really?
No, I want to enjoy my time. There was something that I read that the more pictures you take of something, the less you actually remember it. So, shout out to my homeboy, to my smart homeboy. He limits himself to
my smart homeboy,
money.
And she knew exactly who you're talking about.
Shout out to my, and it's like a homeboy, like a brother to me, for real. Not right. Not no bullshit, right, like bro, bro and sis.
Because a lot of y'all girls be with you. That's my bro, but y'all be
yeah,
no, like family,
Real, like real life family. He tries to take less. Anytime he goes out of the country, he tries to take less than 36 pictures.
36, that's a lot of pictures.
No, it's really not.
No, I know people.
Like, let's say he go on a vacation and it's 10 days and maybe they go.
Oh, 10 days.
They go to, not like a weekend, but like, I think they went to, it was 12 pictures for every person. They were on a trip. Mm-hmm. So no more than 36 collectively because it was three of them. We can't say names, but
you said somebody's name.
No, I said Thailand.
No, they went to but they were in Asia, so they went to a couple of places in Japan.
Yeah,
they did some of Southeastern China, and like total between the three people who went on that trip, 36 pictures. That was it. Each person took 12 pictures. Yeah. That was it. He said he got so that everything is vivid. He just got so many great memories because, like, I got to take a picture of the food. I got to take a picture of my outfit. I got to take a picture of this and that. Like, enjoy your time.
Right.
You only going to get to do this maybe once in your life. You don't get the same minute over again. Like, you want to have some memories. Like, if you're going to see, like, famous things and monuments, I want to take pictures of those things. I don't want to be in the picture.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, I'll take a picture in front of the place, like one or two, and then keep it moving. Yeah.
But like some people, it's like, I got to get the angles, retaking it. No, I'm not. No.
I hate over and over pictures. Like,
I'm not over and over and nothing. Like,
you ever be at a concert and somebody tapes the whole concert?
Yo, how
I hate that.
So I'm like, my
that
nigga, you're never
going
to watch this. Like, what's the, like, you're at the concert.
You're watching the concert through your phone.
Exactly. I'm like, nigga, you could have stayed home and watched this.
BJ, actually, it was like a couple weeks ago.
Who?
BJ, the Chicago kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of people were just holding their phone up.
Any concert, I always go to concerts.
Because they want to show.
And then they were like on live. Like they were on Facebook Live or Instagram Live.
If
like,
you didn't pay, you the fuck would be here. Yeah.
What concert was? Oh, the Mary J. Blige and Nas concert. We had good seats. But it's like three older chicks in front of us. They were on live the whole time. I'm like, yo, why are you recording this on live? Like, right. Instagram live and the whole thing. I'm like, who's watching this shit? And if you look, it might be like three people watching this shit.
Nobody's watching it. You just doing it.
And then they dance over there. It's like, nigga, ain't nobody watching this shaky ass arm?
Blair Witch Project moving.
Exactly. Like, nigga, put that shit off. Enjoy the moment.
I love concerts, so no, don't. Like, I want to enjoy. I paid my however much, and I want to enjoy my time and hear the artists. No. Concerts are good dates, fellas. Great dates.
Concerts? I enjoy concerts.
So what did you learn about the girl code today? What did you learn today?
Yeah, three really not that different. Yeah, really learned. Not that different from guys in a sense. Like, there's a couple double standards, but like, all right, so for instance,
yeah,
the double standard would be y'all could walk in on each other in the bathroom.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, yeah, that's okay, cool. Yeah, we'll take that one.
But I already figured that. That's one of those. I definitely don't believe that y'all can have sex and it's always about emotion. Like, I feel like you could do it without emotion. I know you don't agree with that, Ebony. Neither you don't agree with that either?
Actually, I agree with you.
Yeah, like, you can meet somebody and be like, nigga, I'm feeling him, it is what it is, and then y'all do it. And then you might not even think about him. Because you've deleted bodies, you said, Ebony. So obviously,
I mean, they don't count. I mean, it was still it counted in my heart. It didn't count to the public.
There was an emotional connection there?
Possibly.
I doubt it, because if you can cut somebody off that quick, it's not.
I also have done some fucking that I don't remember. Like, straight up don't remember.
As in the next morning, like?
No, not even drinks. Just, I'm 40, so, like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nah,
some of that
course.
Shit, like, I tried to one night write down the name of every dude I like.
Oh, that's another question with girl code. Do y'all tell dudes, like, if you like?
That's none of your fucking business.
That is none of your business.
Damn, that was a question. They both
don't
looked at me like.
Don't worry about how many bodies I got. Worry about whether or not I know how to suck a dick. Worry about that.
Okay.
Don't worry about how many bodies
numbers
I got.
Numbers should be the least of your problems, right?
Yeah, because you want a girl that has a little experience.
Yeah, who want, like, do you know how trash you got to be if you an older chick and your dude is cheating on you with young bitches who don't even know how to shave their pussy yet?
Yeah, young chicks are annoying. Even when I was telling my fiance recently, like, I went to some spot and I think the waitress had just turned 21 and she was so excited about being a waitress. She was annoying the shit out of me. Like, have you ever been around a young person now? You're like,
They're so excited.
Everything. About the little, she just would not stop twerking. And I'm like, calm down. Like, go get the fucking bottle. Like, relax. But what else? All right, so that's two things. What else did I learn about women? What else did we talk about?
You learned that the body count is nobody's business.
Yeah, I kind of knew that. Y'all would lie anyway about it. Like,
yeah, like every girl going to say, what, 5, 7?
Yeah,
three,
lie to us,
seven,
too. Like, don't tell us the truth. Because if a chick be like, I had set, like, 30 dudes, you're like, bitch, 30 dudes?
I mean, she's a grown woman. No, like,
yeah, but
also, you have to factor in age. When she lost her virginity, if you're doing numbers, you would have to factor in
everything.
Right.
Yeah, but niggas is still going to be feeling some type
of
way.
But that's why you don't ask, because it's not your business.
But
it's
I'm talking about when you're young.
To be
you,
discussing,
yeah,
period.
But this is for the young dudes. You talking to me at this age, I don't give a fuck what you've been through. Like, I'm whoever you are today, that's who I'm accepting you as. So that's three things. What about you, Nick?
I mean, I'm a girl, so I do all these things. But, oh, apparently guys do miss you when they ask all these questions in your text messages.
Oh,
miss you?
Well, excuse me, they're interested. Or whatever.
When they WID you, that's them shooting a shot.
Yes.
Okay.
Still out there with that one, but Godspeed. Oh, and second thing I learned, don't come in my DMs anymore. I'm okay with that.
Why?
What do you want?
Your time?
They don't.
No?
No. But you can hop in Ebony's DMs. That's another
Ebony's
thing I learned today.
DMs, everybody. Jump in there, send
I'm
dick pics, all
turn
that.
My shit off.
You can't, can you?
Yeah, you can actually. It's a do not disturb feature for notifications. And
no ashy dicks.
So you
niggas.
Have to keep doing that per
no,
person.
You can, no, you
oh,
can turn
you
it on
for the whole
a,
thing.
Yeah,
oh, that's a game changer.
It is
the whole DM shit.
I can't
yeah,
turn
can
it
turn
off
that
completely
shit off.
Though. I just
that feature's for cheating niggas right there.
Yo, your damn show is.
Cheating, and when I say what? Cheating niggas, I just don't mean men. I mean bitches.
Oh yeah,
too,
of course.
Because cheating
just as bad as niggas do.
Oh, worse.
If not worse.
Worse.
I think so. Because we'd be so dumb.
Yeah,
we don't be thinking about that.
Sloppy. That's what make a woman mad when a man gets caught cheating. It's not that he cheated. It's that you didn't even care enough about me to not get caught.
And cover your tracks.
Yep.
Oh, I just, that's one thing that I just learned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not the actual. Science.
It ain't the cheating.
No. No, it's not, the action. Cheating. It's the sloppiness of.
It's the sloppiness. Like, you didn't even care enough about me to not get caught.
So the embarrassment?
Yes.
Oh, that's science. All right. I like that.
I learned that I'm too old to be out here in these streets.
Don't date these niggas till you're 43.
And I also learned that views are not really different, you know, when you get a group of people together, same age, different backgrounds. Like,
right.
Pretty much we all have the same general views about life. We just have That's to sit down and, like, talk through it logically and hear each other. Like, actually listen to what the other person is saying and their logic behind it and not just be like, ah, no.
Yeah.
So that's what I learned. I learned to listen. It's not my strong point.
It's not?
Fuck no.
That's all women. Shots fired. Look at all of y'all.
Wow.
Nah, I'm fucking with y'all. But that's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill. Thank you for listening. Ebony, I appreciate you coming. Nita, I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you.
I like this kind of conversation with people who just talk openly.
I know. Let's see what happened with my DMs.
DM her right now. No, send all the eggplant emojis. No. What's the Instagram again?
What's your Instagram?
No, your Instagram is
send all the dicks to
79. Is that your?
Yeah.
Huh, that's her Instagram. That's Ebony's Instagram. The Instagram that you need to hop in with all the little heart emojis.
Nah, send
the one with the little heart
and
circles with the hearts going in a circle around a smiley face. Send that one to her. That's really cute.
My IG is so lame. If you go to my Instagram, there are no pictures of my titties, my ass. Like, none of that.
A lot of niggas like that type of shit. Like, yeah.
It's almost no pictures of me for a long time. It was no
really
pictures
no picture
of me.
Of you on your Instagram.
Really?
They're sporadic. My grandma's on there.
Niggas ain't going. They need pictures of you up there.
I mean, it's like a hand, not a bunch.
If you go to her tag pictures, it's probably pictures.
That, yeah.
So, fellas, y'all know what to do, all right? Appreciate y'all listening. Mez Drinks and Chill, we out. Yeah, thank you for listening. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Mez Drinks and Chill.